Aaliyah Murray says she didn't think much about social and racial justice until she saw George Floyd being murdered on video by a police officer.
So the murder of George Floyd really opened my eyes. When he got murdered, it was on every social media outlet. It was hard not to look at. Then I looked at it. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Murray, who's 16, says she felt called to action for the first time in her life. She identifies as mixed race, and in the days after Floyd's death, she found herself talking to friends and family about their own experiences with racism in school and how nothing was being done about it.
And that's when I realized it was a bigger issue, and that's why I created the organization.
In response, Murray created an Instagram account called MN Teen Activists that now has 24,000 followers. The account and the 17 teenagers managing it have been instrumental in organizing students around the state in protests against racial injustice.
We're going to be voting soon. Most of us is voting soon in 2 years. I think it's important because I'm not saying we're the beginning of the revolution, but we're keeping it going on. So I think it's important for every teenager to educate themselves because we are the future.
The biggest walkout was on a frigid day in April of this year with students from 196 schools around the state participating, including in Becker, Minnesota. MN Teen Activists did everything from putting out announcements for the rallies to purchasing over 100 megaphones for students participating in the protests.
It was so stressful. We got a few hours of sleep.
That's on top of a job and all the schoolwork Murray was already doing as a sophomore at Fridley High School in Fridley, Minnesota. Murray says her activism has at times made her mother worried for her safety.
So me and my mom get into many arguments about activism because she knows it's dangerous. She doesn't want me to get hate crimes or target it or anything. So there's a lot of battles with that.
For many years, Murray wanted to be a police officer. She felt the best way to improve the law enforcement system was to work within the system. But George Floyd's murder by a police officer and a multitude of other officer-involved shootings against people of color, including Dante Wright, has convinced Murray otherwise.
Being a police, you are adding on to systematic racism. I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the people who are changing the laws.
And that's why, when Murray heads off to college in a couple of years, she plans to study criminal justice and then apply to law school. For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Delaney Villebrun reporting from Minneapolis.